This latest Edgar podcast is on an intelligent, sociable and funny person who is also courageous, resilient and who knows more than anyone that everyone deserves an equal voice and an equal opportunity. Diane Conway of Northern Ireland is a credit to women's golf, golf for the disabled and all of Irish golf, and her story is a great one to share and get other people out there trying golf. So let's hear from Diane herself now. We will hear from Diane Conway herself shortly, but she wrote to us recently to say, "I just can't emphasise enough how good golf is for your mental health. I really can't. Golf stops me feeling so depressed about what I can't do and helps me feel proud of what I can achieve. It is a place where I am treated as an equal and enjoy the camaraderie and competitiveness of the game. It is very important in my life and that's why I love it." Diane Conway, this genial and intelligent golfer from Northern Ireland, would go to the course nearly every day if she could, but a serious injury to her lower left leg, suffered in the line of duty in the late 1980s, still causes her pain to this day, and she therefore must ration how much she plays the game. A disturbing memory can fire from the injury, but playing the game is also an antidote to the pain and surely a sign of her resilience. Certainly, Diane will tell you that above all, she likes to just get on with life in front of her, to seize the day. She was still working on her game recently while undergoing tests for a genetic kidney condition, waiting to hear the best course of action from here. As fate deals these cards of uncertainty, golf is one of the joyous constants in the life she shares with her wife Lisa and their dogs Cooper, Murphy and Lexi. And her obsession with the game makes Diane laugh.
Yeah, you forget about whatever's going on in your life, yeah. You know, I could forget actually I need to go home. You know, you just get out there. Even the short game, Mary, I have to actually set an alarm on my phone that even though my foot's sore standing, you know, I still stand there for more than 35, 40 minutes. I mean, but that would be my maximum probably, you know, because the foot just gets so painful. And then it's not worth it then, because then you can't go out do anything the next day or do anything later on, you know. But I don't know what it is about hitting that golf ball. It's just great. I think it's a combination of you can be as an individual on golf, but you can also then be out in a three ball and talk. If it's not a competition, you can discuss things, you know, different parts of your game with others you're out with. And just, as you say, enjoying the fresh air. And no matter whether you have limitations of walking, my limitations are if I walked more than 9 holes, I wouldn't be able to do normal things in life like shopping and walking or even working in the post office. My foot would be so painful. But when I'm out on that golf course, all I'm thinking about is hitting that wee bite ball and doing my best.
Diane has orthopaedic and mobility issues caused by permanent foot damage after being dragged by a stolen vehicle when serving as a police officer, a job she loved until her retirement in 2015. The camaraderie and trust with colleagues is what she remembers with pride. Diane was keen on tennis and hockey and loved being part of sporting teams too. In hockey, she rose to play for Ulster and then the National Ireland team in the indoor format as a goalkeeper, taking part in the European Championship in Germany. These activities shaped what Diane terms a fearless streak that has been so important after her injury and now following retirement. It has encouraged her to further embrace life at the golf club she loves, Shandon Park Golf Club in Belfast. The golf course and all the friends she has made there mean so much to her.
I would say I'm fairly fearless. Indoor hockey, you have to have no fear because you run out at short corners. So you're very much in the game, fast and furious and fast feet and nimble on your feet and coordination. Confident, fearless and just have confidence in your own ability.
Teamwork can make you a winner in sport. While in the workplace for Diane, teamwork was also absolutely crucial.
Yeah, I would say I grew, my confidence grew and my ability to work on a team and get on with people just grew and grew. So I owe the police a lot for who I am today.
More lately, this inner courage has allowed Diane to approach competitive G4D, Golf for the Disabled, including representing her country once again in 2024, this time with a golf club rather than a hockey stick, just 2 years after life-saving surgery was needed following the discovery of her kidney condition. This after she suffered from sepsis in 2021 and was at that time 2 hours from kicking the bucket, as Diane puts it. A special tube had to be fitted into her kidney to drain it, and a catheter was needed, completely curtailing her movement, including her golf, of course. At least with her ankle, Diane can manage its care, while she confides that her kidney condition mentally wrecks her at times.
So for my mental health, golf is so important, because I lived for 8 months there with a tube in my back and a catheter from an F-tube because my kidney wasn't draining. And I thought I was never going to get back to play golf. And mentally, it just wrecked me. These people have gone to university and spent loads of years in medical school. So I trust what they're going to do. But it just puts in perspective. That's why probably achieving and doing EDGA, and then even getting the North Hants thing and playing for Ireland in the European, made such a big emotional impact on me, you know, because of what I've been through in the last few years there, you know. So if you'd have said me in 2022 when I had a tube in my back, well, you'd be playing for Ireland in 2024, I would go, I dead on, there's no chance, you know. So yeah, that's why it made such a big impact on me, I think. Being able to do it was great.
Diane here is remembering first the 2024 EGA European Team Championship for Golfers with a Disability, in which she was selected to play for Ireland after impressive results in the Irish Open in 2023 and the Scottish Open in 2024, both supported by EDGA. Travelling alone over to Scotland, Diane used her long-held tactic of entering an unfamiliar environment, just as if you're popping into Marks and Spencer, she says. Within minutes, she was saying hello to people and started to make new friends, a social scene which is a byproduct of a great many of the 120 EDGA run, supported or badged tournaments in a year. Competitive they are on the course, but a friendly and welcoming environment is always apparent, where golfers with a disability can start chatting with each other and sharing a mutual trust and respect. Later in 2024, Diane played in the RSM European Playoffs, which she said was a great honour to compete in the women's category of this prestigious G4D tournament held at North Hants Golf Club in England. Diane is a keen supporter of the inclusive work of Golf Ireland and Ireland's Disabled and Inclusive Golf Association, known as DIGGA.
And more people are getting involved because they're not being judged. You're not being judged because you have a stoma bag, or you're not being judged because you have issues, and you don't have to wear a big bandage in your knee to say, oh, I've got a bad knee. And that's one of the things I had to overcome. I've lymphedema in my left foot. So I wear a lymphatic stocking, and someone said to me one time, oh, I thought you had a wooden leg. So for months, I wouldn't wear shorts, and I'm thinking to myself, catch yourself on, Diane. You know, at the end of the day, you are who you are. Just wear it, you know. But the DIGGA events are amazing, and the work being done. And that was an organisation started off by one guy who decided to introduce disabled people to golf, to have a group to be able to go out and play with where nobody's out there judging you.
As for her own golf, Diane fondly remembers trying it for the first time on holidays in Scotland at Butlin's Holiday Camp when she was around 13, encouraged by her dad to try pitch and putt, where he told her to get the first putt in the bin lid, imagining the circumference of the lid of a trash can, and telling her never to three putt if she could help it on the course. Easier said than done for all of us, of course. Diane's one regret was not realising sooner that golf was for her, only joining Shandon Park in 2002 at the age of 37. Diane would lower her playing handicap to 7.1, but she feels she may have been even more competitive had she joined the club when younger.
I would probably class myself as a working class person coming from a working class background, and probably a golf club to me at the time, through my own ignorance, probably thought it was a wee bit hoity-toity. But no, Shandon Park, I've made friends for life there, and yeah, it's in my blood now, and yeah, love it.
An amusing story she recounts is that to join Shandon Park, she had to undergo an interview with the lady captain. Not knowing that this was really just a getting to know you visit, Diane was nervous, and some workmates raised the stakes when, as a joke, they told her that at such club interviews, she was sure to be quizzed about at least 4 of the first 12 rules of golf.
The boys in work had actually wound me up and told me that they'd asked me at least 4 of the first 12 rules of golf. So I sat in the car park for 45 minutes trying to learn 12 rules of golf. And when I got in, Gillian knew me right away and went, "Oh, Diane, and will you be competitive? Will you play in the teams? You know, will you be socially active in the club?" "Absolutely, yes." And I was quite disappointed then after 20 minutes. Nobody asked me any rules of golf. I sort of learned a few of them off bat. And I said, "You're not going to ask me anything about golf." And here she says, no, not at all. As long as you're going to play in teams and we'll get you a handicap. And I've never looked back, you know. So it's been great.
Although a competitive player, it is clear that for Diane, golf is just as much about those who play the game as the scores. This is a person who is interested in people. Diane works for the post office part-time 3 days a week to keep her off the course and rest that leg of hers. She has made many great friends, both at her home golf club and through recent G4D competitions. In golf, she believes, everyone has something they can bring to the table.
I got a good level of level-headedness and knowing my worth, you know, that everyone's equal. There's nobody better than anyone else in this world, regardless of whether you have a fancy car outside the door or no hot water, no central heating. It really, you know, we're all the same.
This combination of being fearless but humble is a rare quality to aspire to. Confident but not cocky, as Diane puts it. It's a way of opening doors, not just for yourself, but for many others too. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.